So yes, gladness and generosity is the theme. Yep, up there. So I'm going to start with this video that was recommended by the sort of resource material. Personally, I think it's a little bit batty in places. But then it's a 20-year-old girl who's decided since she's 20, she's going to do 20 acts of random kindness. Some of them are pretty random. So let's, actually turning it on always helps. There we go. Is it this? Yeah, possibly not. It starts in the middle. Paid for a stranger's coffee. That's nice, isn't it? I saw somebody do that in the Aldi queue once. Paid for the person in front shopping. So that was a nice little touch. Left a thank you note and cookies for the postman. And then did the same for the refuse collection men. Those are good, aren't they? I like them. They like them too, as you can see. Then she cleaned a stranger's car. I hope she did a good job and didn't get any bits of grit on the... then she left pennies for people as good luck charms. Well, maybe not. She left a £5 gift token on a bench just for some random person to pick up. Made a donation to a charity shop. Good idea, I need to do that. Put happy notices on people's car windscreens. Yeah, the only trouble is you get a bit of a shock when you see a note on your windscreen, don't you? And then you find it's nice. Ah, I like this. Gives a stuffed animal to a random little girl. She likes it too. And then took a thank you note and donuts to the police station. Yeah, so pretty random, as you can see. But nevertheless, I suppose if that's the beginnings at the 20-year-old of thinking about how to be generous, well, actually, that's a good start, isn't it? Some of them might be a little bit potty, but it's good to practice, actually. You know, it's good to practice. And some of those things are things we could actually do. You know, leave some donuts to the postie. We got a nice postie. I don't know about you. We could do that. So let's look at this little passage from Acts, chapter 2. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold their property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and generous or sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who are being saved. A long time ago, I was sitting in a car park, well, with my future wife, who has obviously been my current wife for quite a while. in this case, she was mentioning the idea of giving. And she said that we should give away a tenth of all that we earned. I've been a Christian for a long time. Must have been at least 5 years. When she brought this subject up, I'd not heard of it before. I was just gobsmacked. It was a crazy idea. I mean, when we were married, we were going to give away a tenth of all we had. It really upset me. I think I might even have cried. The whole concept just seemed like barking mad. You see, at that time, maybe I'd not really experienced generosity. Certainly not generosity in relation to money, and maybe not to much else either. So she was right to be making sure that this was something that was sorted out before we actually got married. And as ever, her theology was dead right too. Not for the first time, not for the last. Because Jenny had been a Christian since she couldn't remember, and been at all sorts of good churches that, you know, preached all the whole of the gospel, the whole of the news. So we embarked on a relationship of generosity as part of what we did, part of how we were. Didn't come naturally to me, you know, mean Scotsman, you know, but it grew on me. Generosity, not just of money, but of time, of our home, of our skills, of our gifts, and that generosity has to be kingdom-focused. It has to be prayerfully embarked upon. We can't solve everyone's problems by being generous, but hopefully we listen out for when the Lord's calling us to be generous to somebody in particular. And of course, we've learned that sometimes our generosity can be abused. Actually, to a certain extent, that's okay, so long as the Lord is in that moment. But we're not called to be doormats. We're not called to give what we don't have. If we don't have the gifts, if we don't have whatever, God never calls us to give that. I wept at the thought of being generous because I didn't understand what this really was about. I do understand now, for I recognize that God has been and continues to be incredibly generous to me. And from that springs an increasingly natural form of generosity. It also brings to me a completely different way of understanding the character of God himself. He never asks us to do something that he's not actually already done. That is how he is. So if we take a teenager into our care, it's because he's already brought us into his family and made us his own. It's the same with all the forms of generosity. And it's because God has given us that challenge by giving us generously ourselves. We look at what God's done for us, don't we, as a church. We see that God has been generous to us. He's blessed us as a church. And over the years, he has done fantastic things here. The countless people who have come to know Jesus as Savior. The many people who have found healing in this place. The Lord has made a difference by calling upon all of us to step in. And sometimes to do something absolutely crazy. It might seem crazy, but God's calling us to it. Even things that are quite risky. And we rejoice as we look back and realize that when we got it right, when we were generous under God's guiding hand, as individuals and as a church, it bore fruit. Fruit in our lives, fruit in the life of the church. Because it's not a one-way street. God is not anyone's debtor. When we give, he gives. In all sorts of different ways. With blessings. With help. Sometimes he gives us new gifts in order to do what he's called us to do. That really is exciting. However, I think if Jenny had not got me started on being generous all those years ago, giving away £1 of the 10 that we lived on each week when we were two students living off a grant, although admittedly we at least did have a grant, then I think it would be much harder today to be generous. And that's the thing about holy habits, isn't it? Holy habits are things what we get into the habit of and it becomes natural to us. It just becomes the way it is in our lives. And I think Jenny always had a generous nature, and I always didn't. But God has actually changed me over these years, and it's quite a few years, obviously. But he has changed me enormously, and I am much more naturally generous, much more naturally able to hear him call upon me to be generous as well. I'd like us to look together. I seem to have got stuck here. If I turned it off by mistake, can you just move me forward? Oh, thank you. Psalm 100, a psalm for giving grateful praise. That sounds good, doesn't it? Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. So as you can see, we're suddenly into gladness here because that's our response. As God is generous to us, we respond with grateful joy. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Do you do that as you walk in? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to him and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Our worship, our gladness, springs from thankful hearts, just as generosity does. They're really linked, aren't they? The gladness that we feel, the things that are deep down, so that we can actually sometimes still feel glad deep in our souls when we feel the sadness of our own sadness, sadness of others, because we know the grace of God in our lives. For God has given his Son to redeem us. And we just give our generous offering back to him. We give our 10%, our tenth, our tithe. And then we give again in thanksgiving because he has been so generous to us. Because we want to gladly support our brothers and sisters, not do it reluctantly. We want to joyfully serve each other and our community. We want to give generously and forgive generously as well. It's not just giving, but forgiving. Such a joy to be able to forgive. It changes our hearts as we forgive others. We want to wholeheartedly pray for one another and delight in the roles that we take within church. We want to share what we have, maybe our homes, our hospitality, our gifts and our skills. These are things that we can give generously of, all because God first did this for us. And it's kind of like our natural response. And it certainly can become our natural response as it becomes a holy habit. And as we worship, like the psalmist, we give our praise back to him with joy, with gladness, with wholeheartedness. We come here Sunday morning after Sunday morning, Sunday evening after Sunday evening. We come here on Thursday once a month to worship God in this place. And we meet in fellowship at other times too. We come, I hope, not out of duty, but out of delight to come and give the Lord his due, to generously give ourselves in worship, to not be holding it back, but just laying our worship before him and just praising him for the wonder that is our God. Oh, I didn't seem to be clicking forward again, Rosemary. Ah, yeah. Can you just click me forward one more? Thank you. This is my sort of bullet point precy of that psalm. We shout for joy. Some of our singing might not be that good, but, you know, we can make a joyful noise to the Lord. We worship with gladness. We sing joyful songs. For we are his people. You know, we can't take this lightly. We are his. We belong to the creator of this universe. We're his people. We're his flock. As we enter, I don't know about you, but often my heart just lifts with the thought that I'm going to be here to praise the Lord again in this place. And we give him thanks and praise, for he's good, he is loving, he is faithful. Holy habits are part of our natural response to our generous God. And we need to build them up. We need to nurture them. We've been talking about holy habits for the last few weeks, and all these things don't just happen without us nurturing them. That's what I found with generosity, and I think with gladness. I was always quite an upbeat sort of guy, as you can imagine. But you know, the generosity and the gladness, I think, have gone hand in hand. And you see, the thing is, that's not the end of it. They're likely to bring church growth. And that's what we're all seeking. Because the verse after in Acts says, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and generous hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. As we build up our holy habits in our own lives and the life of the church, you know, I think that's what we should be expecting. That's what we should be expecting. For gladness and generosity and all those other habits are both a delight and they're also our response. Our response and our witness. That's the thing. It's partly our witness. So yes, holy habits, I think, can lead us to mission. I'd like the band to return, and I'm just going to pray about this. Let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for your great love for us, for the way that you have been so generous to us in our lives, and you've reached out to us, made yourself known to us, and called us to be your children, your people, your flock. We thank you, Lord, that you are unrestrained in your love. And when we do not even love ourselves, you continue to love us. So use us, Lord, we pray. And bring us to that place where we can know generous hearts and the gladness of it for ourselves. Lord, use us, we ask, to bring that generosity into each other's lives and out into the community within which we live and work. Use us, we pray, Lord, to bring the good news generously to others. And may we develop these holy habits in ourselves so that they become natural to us, so that we can live our lives to your praise and glory. Amen.